Blog Talk Radio.
Can't stop
gully. Sticky notes from my heart laying all around me. Poetry, life is a jungle untangled in the rites. Soul for release of the spirits, deep fight. I'm a leader, many titles, one purpose. Inspirational motivation on the earth is the focus. I'm a philanthropist, donations of my poor dark places. Write it out into this, write out participations. I'm full of life, love to share, give and express. Experience above existence, above nonetheless. Hey, I am me, no desire to ever be a clone. I do it without permissions, I'm standing alone. I am here for a reason, first time author doing my thing. Blood, sweat, and tears, yeah, I'm up on the game. Who am I? I'm just a woman of God. I've been through a lot, but I'm ready, alive, survive. Doing what I do, right until it's right out. Honey B. Crane, shut the door and turn the lights out.
First of all, let me say this. I've been through many things, ups and downs, round and round, but you know God kept me sane.
They call me the definition of master of poetry. Conquering courses of poetics is my expertise. Hometown of victorious victories, born into the Most High soldiers' creed, fighting the good fight of faith. Representing a peaceful, broken-minded soul who's climbed out of mud-filled trenches to walk on spirit fields of gold. Representing those who can't speak life into themselves or find the words to tell their story. Representing those who battle with fear. I am the courageous one with the brave shield and fear of their forever faith. I am that who is here to bring life-filled words over your existence. An example to your destination, the never quit you want to see in yourself. I am that. That of love, peace, and a sound mind, a force to be reckoned with. Poetic JB, her life, her right.
Hey y'all, it's Kia Soul. You can find me on Facebook at Kia Soul or at Kia Oliver. You can contact me via email at poetksoul@gmail.com. You can find me and hear me on rotation at Chop On It Radio with the Mister. You also can purchase any of my books as well as my CD on Amazon.com. My books are Introducing Kia Soul and Poem Verbiage, and my CD is called Poetic Worship. Remember, through it all, stay positive, and you only get one life, so make sure you're living at your best. Peace.
What's going on, man? Y'all already know it's the Mister, man. 1033 South Sea, that's me, you dig. Appreciate everybody, man, that's tuned in, whether it be you done called in on the phone line or you done hit that link, man, and you tuned in with us online. It's greatly appreciated, man. Big shouts out to the nation, man, and big shouts out to our sponsor. Super cool, man, tonight, man. We got three dynamic queens, man, that we bring into the show, man. So y'all can hear from them, y'all can learn about them, what they had going on, some of the things they got in works, so y'all can get the feel for them, man, so y'all can still follow them, because they've been doing some amazing things, man. All three of them are very dynamic, man, and we excited to be able to have them on the show tonight, man. So we do got Poetic JB, we do got Kia Soul, and Honey B, man, they all on the line, man. We going to get them on so y'all can hear from them, and I want to say, man, salute and appreciate everybody that support them. You did, so that's key too, man. A lot of y'all tune in so y'all can hear from them, man, and the opportunity that they got. So big shout out to everybody that's supporting them, man. They doing some amazing things, and you're going to hear it for yourself. Got to say shout out to the team, man. Team been working real hard to get ready to roll out season six, man. The very next show is season six, so a lot of, you know what I mean, things will be coming back. A lot of more interviews. We got a lot of different topics, a moment in history coming back. Got the 34 Sports Show coming. The Artist 101 is coming, man. We got a lot of these different things that we've been working on behind the scenes, getting ready, and we ready. So season six will be rolling out. If you want to get your music played or your audio drops, remember we talk all the time, man, about audio drops, audio drops, audio drops. And when people tell you, oh, man, don't worry about doing that, man, don't listen to them. If that's your voice and that audio drop, like you see we play Kia Soul, shout out Kia Soul. Kia Soul sent in an audio drop. See, that audio drop right there get played. It don't matter if she on the show or not, right? And it don't matter, say, if it's all everybody tuned in and they don't even listen to poetry or whatever, right? But hearing that right there just might spark one of them or a couple of them to be like, man, let me go check it out. Man, let me go do this. So you always win. It's no lose in it. You dig? It can only help you. It can only help you. So, and with audio drops, you can go to the studio and record your audio drop in the studio if that's what you would like and send it to us. It got to be either MP3 or WAV format, or you can jump in the inbox, hit the microphone, say what you got to say in your drop, send it. We're going to get it. We're going to get it to the team, man. We're going to put it on the computer, edit it like we need to or whatever need to be done, and we're going to get it on the show for you. So you don't even have to go to the studio if you don't want to. It's still going to play. It's still going to sound good. They still going to be able to hear you. But that helps you capitalize, man, just like, you know, your brand, your logos and all that type of stuff. Be working while you're not around and be, you know, traveling all across the world while you wherever you at. That audio drop will do the same thing. And it's a good way to connect in with radio shows, podcasts, things like that. It's a great way to connect in more with their listeners so that you can turn your listeners, into your fans, the people that follow you. You dig? So them audio drops is cool, man. A lot of people, you know, overlook it, and a lot of people don't. But the ones that don't, man, they capitalize on that just hearing that. Everybody listening, they going to hear it. So that's just another way for you to capitalize and another way to keep, you know, your name, what you got going, or your team, your label, your company, whatever it is, just another way for you to keep that in the ear on that platform, right? And because today they might not hear it, right? Say they don't hear it. But next show it get played, might be more people tuned in. Might be that 5,000 people tuned in. We might have the phone lines maxed out. Boom, all them people that heard it that show. So, you know, you're not missing out on the opportunity because you might not be able to come on the show. That audio drop will be on the show, man. So make sure y'all do that, man. And if you're doing it in the studio, MP3 format, WAV format, and email them to chopownitradio@gmail.com. chopownitradio@gmail.com. Feel me? So do that, man. Get that in there. We'll get it in there. Your music, also MP3 format, a WAV format. Send that thing into the email. You can holler at us if you know any of the team members, man. Myself, the Mister, Night Train, the Brand, YL Dallas, Jag, which is Darnell Holmes on Facebook, Montreal Cook, that's YL, Emmanuel Lane, that's Night Train, the Brand. Of course, I'm Robert A. Parker. That's me, the Mister, you dig? So you can, if you connected with any of us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever we be at, you can also get at us in our inbox, man, and we'll make sure we get it to the team or to the right team member that handles that, and we're going to get you taken care of, man. But we jerking, man. We're going to jerk tonight. It's jerking, the energy real high, real good vibes, you dig? So we're going to jerk, man. But that Key of Soul, when you start a show off, you know what I mean, with Key of Soul, and that right there from all three of them too, man, your energy going to be like that. You dig? It's a whole different tone, man, to the show. It's a whole different vibe, which is a good thing, man. So if y'all sleeping on them, man, wake up, because they doing some amazing things. So we're going to get into this Key of Soul window shopper, and when we come back, we're going to pull them all on the air live. Let's go, Key of Soul window shopper.
I'm a window shopper, that's all I wanna be. I'm a window shopper, that is what's best for me. I'm a window. tormented from past relationships, leaving me feeling discouraged. My love story tells lines of mistreatment, words of unworthiness, regret. So I'm a window shopper. That's all I wanna be. I'm a window shopper. That is what's best for me. I'm a window shopper. That's all I wanna be. I'm a window shopper. That is what's best for me. I'm a window shopper. That's all I wanna be. I'm a window shopper. That is what's best for me. Let me give you a little experience of a window shopper.
Welcome back, man. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Poetic JB, Kia Soul, Honeybee, live to the show. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Good.
All right.
Okay, okay. We got everybody woke, everybody ready. Kia Soul, I got to ask you, we just played that window shopper, right? And when I first listened to it, when you had sent it the first time and I listened to it, you know, I was on a, my mind was thinking on a different level, right? And Tia, you know what I mean, you did the ending part. And when you did the ending part, I was like, oh, that's dope. I ain't see it coming.
Yeah.
You explain that song for the people, what you was trying to, the message you was trying to pervade through that.
Yes. Yeah, and how that came about, I recorded that with Rick at Dreamland Entertainment, and he kind of, you know, told me that's what I need to do, and that's what came out of it.
You talking about the big head fella? That's what you talking about?
Yes.
You talking about the big head goofy fella?
Yeah.
That boy, that's my bro, man. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better quit before he's going to get on talking about my head, and we're going to be, but that's cool, though. I like that message. Like I said, when I first heard it, my mind was, you know what I mean, totally on something else, you know what I'm saying? And then when you put that ending part, and you know what, even in music, a lot of people really, with their music, they you know, they tell their message through their music, and then they leave you to think whatever, but a lot of songs, you know what I mean, you don't hear that, and that's what caught my attention at the end. So I was like, okay, and I heard, you know, the lyrics after that, and it put it all in perspective. It put, you know what I mean? Then when you go back and listen, you like, okay, that was a really dope move. That was really dope.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, you already know. We're going to keep that in rotation. A lot of people, you know what I mean, they like that. We've been getting good feedback on all of them, too, especially the one where you got featuring Manny. You know what I mean? They like the everyday. We've been getting feedback from the one for everyday, too. So big shout out to everybody, man, that we get in the inbox and giving feedback, too. Now, Poetic JB.
Hey.
Also, what's going on with you?
I'm good.
You know, I'm awake. Yeah. You good?
Yeah, I'm awake. Yeah. I'm awake.
Okay. Now, since we got all three of y'all on, Poetic JD, let me know. Tell us, what did the concept, because I know y'all did the video. If you ain't seen the video by now, they going to tell y'all where y'all can go watch the video and where you can go listen to it if y'all sleeping. I mean, y'all got to be like the only other people because everybody else has seen it. So if y'all ain't seen it, man, they're getting ready to tell you so you can go. But doing that, you know, I've asked you this before, but since we got all three of y'all on, could you tell us, you know, like what that meant to you and how that come about with the and we played the Chorus of Praise, but how did that come about?
The whole song or just the video within itself? There's levels to this. Just
so
the whole song or what?
Yeah, the whole song, like, you know what I mean? Y'all want to know, did y'all call each other up, like, hey, let's do this, you know what I mean? Let me know. I want
good stuff. So basically, how this came about, we were approached at one of the Greenwood festivities in Tulsa by El Boogie, and he said he had a vision, basically, for the group, for the Muskogee Soul Searchers to do, like, a poetry collab. So we all wrote our pieces, and then the day that we would record, us women were ready. We were just ready to get in the studio. We had our pieces ready. So when we got in there, everything kind of twisted. So when we got in there, they had another vision, and Kia had already she I call her boss lady because she always, like, prepared more than the rest of us, but she always in there doing stuff. But we already heard her piece. Prior to, we just didn't know that was her collab. And so she had already pre-recorded parts of her collab, we went ahead and jumped on her beat and took her theme, which was crazy because all of us literally wrote something inspiring, something encouraging. We was all talking about our spiritual life, so it all went together. So right there in the studio, I was just, like, listening to the beat, like, okay, how can I put this over her track, you know, the song that she picked out. And then Honeybee, with her lyrics, she sat there and rewrote her portion to make it into a rap instead of the actual poem. So everything that you see and that you're hearing was literally done in that studio within maybe an hour time frame or so. And we just pushed it out there. So, yeah.
Okay. I can dig it. Now, Honey B, well, first of all, let me say welcome to Chop On It Radio.
Thank
I know
you.
It's your first time on the show. We're glad to have you. You're more than welcome to come back anytime you feel like.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be honest. I've been seeing your work, you know, your name, you know, all that good stuff. I try to watch everything. But I'm not really too familiar with you. I don't know why. But go ahead for the people and let them know who you are. You know what I mean? You can tell where you're from. But give us a little bit of insight into who Honey Bee is.
Honey Bee Crane, a local poet from Muskogee, Oklahoma, born and raised. I've always been one to write lyrics, write poems since I was about 8 years old. I love my city. I love the people in my city. Love and caring. So that's my motivation, just to always to inspire and encourage others around me to want to be better at what they do in poetry. That's me. I'm just a poet. I love God.
Right. Now, you have a book that's available too, right?
I have a book out, Land of Milk and Honeybee. It is available Amazon.com as well as with myself. Still selling like crazy. People are loving it. So if you want your copy, get a hold of me. I'll go to Amazon.com, Land of Milk and Honey Bee. And it's just a book about my life through poetic expression.
I can dig it. And can I ask, what publisher did your publishing company did you go through?
Yes. Her Life Her Right Publishing Company. Shout out to Poetic JV that is on the line. She has her own publishing company. Y'all need it, go straight to her. She is amazing. We'll work hard. Her Right Her Life Publishing Company did my book. I spent countless hours at JV's house to get this book done. A lot of hard work. And also shout out to Mr. Metaphoria, who actually helped me with the picture on the back of my book that says Honey Bee. He actually designed and did that for me. So if you need a picture done, Mr. Metaphoria is the person to go to. But yeah, Her Life All Right Publishing Company got me on the map. Thank you for it.
Okay, so Honey Bee, she got a Honey Bee Crane, she got a book out. Kia, so you say you got a book out, right?
Yes, two books.
Two books out, okay. Poetic JB, I got one of your books. I got to get one of Honey Bee's and I got to get one of Kia. So if you tune in right now, and I got to say big shout out to Wildlife Zach Good. We're going to get him on. He might want to ask y'all a few questions as well. Very, very, man, much respect to him. Dude, I let him tell back there when he come on. But y'all hearing for yourself, man. He, you know, being able to do your poetry and writing them down, you know, to yourself in your own private notebook and stuff, you know, that's always great and that's awesome too. But a lot of people, you know, y'all have shown and motivation to take that next step, you know, maybe invest a little bit more or work a little bit harder or do something a little bit extra behind the things you love. And we just heard Honey Bee say, you know, her still selling on Amazon and doing this thing. And all three of them got projects in books, multiple books, whatever. They got them out there. So that right there, especially from around here, that should, and it, like it has seen shockwaves, man, so to so many people that you know, you guys might not even know. But just by y'all doing that and standing firm on it and the moves y'all been making, that speaks volumes. You know, that brings a lot of eyes in a good way, but that's something to be proud of. So I salute all y'all because a lot of people don't push. You know, they get to a certain point and don't keep pushing, don't step outside the box. For all y'all to make that decision to do the books and get them out there so that other people can enjoy, get inspired, feel motivated, you can reach them through y'all work in that form. Man, you reaching more people that way. Like I said, I got to salute all y'all. A lot of people don't do that. Won't do that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to say the reason why, because they ass don't like reading. That's why a lot of them don't do it. If you go, honey, they don't like reading. You put a book in, they say they going to run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being a poet, you know, and things like that. You do get to where, you know, when you're writing or whatever, you know, you want to touch people or you want to touch somebody, you know, or you want to encourage and motivate others. So, I mean, it is kind of on us, you know, it's a lot of endurance and a lot of, sometimes we, you know, we struggle and sometimes we go through writer's blockage, all kind of things, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's not an easy thing, you know what I'm saying? But words and encouragement in the middle of the night and waking up and, you know, it's like it just comes to you, you know, so it's like you just can't stop. It's a no-stop thing, you know. It's like even though we're going through daily life things, we're under attack, the devil is at us, all that different stuff, we still able to produce these things, you know what I'm saying? So when we hear that song, if you know how much heart and endurance and all the stuff we went through to get there, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were, from the time Lonnie came at us till, you know, up until after the video and everything, we were under attack, you know. But us three queens, we had bonded. So we was up in Tulsa on the scooters, just going to different places together. We were in these streets together.
Yeah.
And when we got in that studio, Poet JB said it was like an hour for us to do it, which the studio thing was an hour. Our session was for an hour. But if you just knew how long it took, it was like 5 minutes for them to write their piece. So it just all came together. And I mean, God was just in that thing, man. So, I mean, this ain't easy, you know, but, hey, it gets done.
Right. So, Poet JB, do you think bonding, like the time you bonded, y'all bonded together, not just that time, but y'all coming together as women and bonding, do you think that is something that could be shown or be taught to other women or younger ladies or even other poets that's in the game that might be fearful about, you know what I mean, connecting and working in with other women? You know what I mean? Do you think that right there is a good example of a reason why you should spend that bonding time, get
definitely
to know each other?
Yeah, and that it really does, because a lot of times, you know, you feel some women, I won't say most because I know my circle, we pretty solid and when it comes to uplifting and encouraging, but they don't realize how stronger we are together, how more motivating we can be and how much more people we can reach with just that bonding, being basically like one accord. So with Kia and Honeybee and myself, we bonded. Like, and after that, it was just like, you know, I've always felt like they was my sister, but it was just like there was just something more to it after we really spent time outside of poetry, outside of what we are, you know, we do on a regular. So they were able to vibe off of me, and I was able to vibe off of them. But not only that, people don't know this about me. A lot of people don't know, but I promised them that I was going to remember my piece. I battle with short-term memory loss. And so they was always encouraging me. They even came and practiced with me. I mean, we practiced for hours to make sure that, you know, I was able to remember. And it was so much fun within that practicing. But that was also just bonding as well. But they knew my weakness. They knew where I was struggling at. But yet, with them, they helped lift me up. So if more women can be like that with each other and find what your weakness is and help build that, man, we could be like really unstoppable. So it's to me it's very important, especially if you have a circle of women, poets, whatever you do, basketball players, uplift each other, encourage each other, because that's where it's at.
Yes.
See, that's why I asked y'all, you know, I'm going to get all y'all to give y'all thoughts on it too, because like I said, I ain't no woman. I ain't never been one. You know what I mean? So really me saying it's not going to sound right for me because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I know what men go through and working with each other and that type of stuff. But, you know, with women, I would say, like, yeah, that's what need to happen. Because I know a lot of females, a lot of women that are very talented, and won't work with other women. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is. Like I said, with guys, I know because I'm a guy, so I know. But with women, you know, I just see women as a little bit stronger being, you know what I mean, especially when they come together. Mm-hmm. If you notice, we see men together doing things all the time, and that's cool. You know what I mean? That's good. But when you see women together doing things, like you said, positive, uplifting each other, don't it just seem some type of energy that's different than what you normally see? Or am I the only one?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going
no,
to don't leave me on here like I'm weird.
Our crowns is blinging.
Okay. Well, check this. Y'all know we got to say big shouts out to Petty Murphy. We got Petty Murphy on as well. Big shouts out to Night Train, the brand. We're going to be getting him on. He's going to be asking y'all a few questions, too. We're going to bring Petty on. If Petty got something to ask for y'all. Petty Murphy, what's going on with you?
What's going on, Sam? I just got your message. I'm sorry I was charging up my phone. But the ladies are right. And I love seeing how the ladies are uplifting one another. And the reason why we need more women like these three is because women, there are some women that won't work with other women. I don't understand it. It's like jealousy whatsoever. But when you got three powerful women that understand that it's not a competition because y'all are in the same race and y'all have shared the same vision and you're like-minded and you uplift one another, it's the same thing that goes with men like myself, the Mister, Night Train the Brand, Stefan the Phenom, Mr. YL. It's a family-type culture.
Right.
And what that teaches is that you lack in, someone can help you out with. They can basically uplift you and bring you up to that level, and you can come up together. That's the same thing that goes with men also too. There are pretty much when it comes to women not working with other women and men not working with other men, it's ego. It's ego at the end of the day. And what I try to tell people is that look. Just because you may be in business for yourself doesn't mean that you're in business by yourself. You got to understand those concepts.
Right.
So I got some questions for you guys. Before y'all met each other, Who were people that y'all were working with? Were y'all working with different, were working with men, working with different type of women? And what type of vibe did you get from them before y'all met each other and linked up and got the right vibe for yourselves?
Good question. When y'all gonna answer?
Before I met up with Honeybee and Poetic JB, I mean, I actually was writing like crazy. Before I had met them, I had already had like probably 3 volumes wrote. And so, but I was just writing just an expression to kind of get away from different things that I was going on in my life and things like that. So I actually did not come out as a poet until I met them. And like my first time on the stage as a poet was, after I met them. So I wasn't even pushing poetry before I met them. I mean, I always, sung and done church and the choir and all that kind of stuff, youth leader and stuff like that, but I never did poetry.
That's awesome. Now, can I ask you a question? When the first time you did poetry, were you nervous?
Well, I wasn't nervous because I've always had a stage presence in my life or been before people, so it was normal to me, if that makes sense.
Okay, you know,
because
you know,
the first time I hosted the event, I was terrified, man. I think my voice was cracking.
Hey, you know, y'all know, you know,
in front of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, the first time I ever went on stage as a comedian. Yeah, the first time I feel the same sentiment. The first time I went on stage as a comedian, I was nervous, and I bombed. I'm not gonna lie. And you know what? Someone pulled me to the side and said, "Hey, this is your first time?" It's like, yeah. He said, "Hey, it happens to the best of us." And I've done public speaking. I got a degree in journalism, but this was a new realm that I was going in to. So you know. When you get that first, them jitters in because you're stepping into a new realm in your purpose, some cases you may get nervous. But it makes you great at the end. And I think that because, you guys are 3 powerful women of color. Y'all are powerful.
Hey, check this out.
Y'all are great.
Hold on a second real quick, Petty, man. We got to get Femo Night Train, the brand on. This, if y'all don't know, man, and haven't been tuned in, Night Train the Brand is our green room director here on Chop on the Radio as well. Night Train the Brand, Femo, what's good, man?
Night Train the Brand, Brand Gang, Bob, what's good, boys? Muddy and Muddy situation. We're here women just like that. Coco Red on me.
Make them hate on me.
What's good, Petty Murphy?
What's good, Femo?
Chilling, listening to the show, man. I hear them, bro. It's good knowledge, bro. Especially on this poetry tip, man. Let's go and keep this going, man. A lot of, man. I like you, bro. I like your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, this big for Muskogee, man. This 3 black women, bro. Real big for Muskogee, bro. Out here putting the poetry scene on the map, bro. This show is worldwide, man. Again, shouts out to all the countries out there that's tuning in to our United States problems. And I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But now, man, so that's what I wanted to say, man. I'm sitting back enjoying it, listening to it, and just soaking all it in,
this
poetry,
you know
what I mean, bro?
Very good vibe. And y'all know Mama Lane, and Mama Lane is a daughter, and poet. I mean, Mama Lane had you crying.
Yeah, Mama Lane.
Saved your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, mean, I told my lady on that certain times, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right, right. And I'm going to play some so they can, you know what I mean, they can hear some of Mama Lane's poetry, too.
This
so
is
I want to ask
bro.
Honey B a question. Honey B, you still on there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. What would you say, what type of presence are you? Like, what type of, I know you're a poet, but, like, what type of presence do you bring in your own style to that? What's your presence? What type of presence do you bring?
I would say...
Like, you be jumping off tables and stuff?
Huh? Do I read off tables?
You be jumping off tables? Yeah, like, you know, like crowdfunding, jumping off tables.
No, I don't jump off tables, but I like to grab the audience's attention. Like, I want to make them question what I'm talking about, and then in the end kind of tell you what I'm talking about. Just keep you tuned in and excite your mind. And just, you know, be an entertainer. Definitely come correct.
Man, I can hear that. One time I was trying to do too much, and I was walking, and they had a microphone with the cord, and I hate performing with microphones with the cord. And, you know, you always think about tripping. And in front of everybody, my foot, you know, I got little legs. So the cord wrapped around my foot, and my little leg just went out, and I fell in front of everybody. But, look, I didn't stop talking, though. Still had the mic in my hand, you know, my little leg. Yeah, but I feel you. I'm feeling that way with one of your legs is behind you, and your other leg is kind of to the left. So in my face, I know everybody knew I was hurt, but I was so nervous. I just, like, as long as I keep talking. Huh?
I hope that's not on social media.
No, man. No. You won't get that video. No, sir.
Yeah, we can't find that video.
But yeah. You know, that's how nervous
it's
I was.
Probably before we even had
started.
Video.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was so nervous. I was so nervous, man. That's why I said salute to y'all because y'all doing y'all thing. You know what I mean? And a lot, it that take a lot. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't have that courage to be get in front of people and inspire and motivate or tell they, you know what I mean, their story or tell the world through their eyes and through their heart. You know what I mean? So that take a lot. Not saying there's a lot of weak people out there. It's just it takes an extra lot for a person to be them type of people who stand in front of the crowd, stand in front of people and express like that. A lot of people don't have that strength within themselves. And like they were saying, especially for here, man, I got a daughter, you know what I mean? And that's inspiring. What y'all doing is inspiring. It's powerful. And that's what's needed. That's the type of image that's what's needed. Like I said, I'm always salute you. But y'all, you know, don't forget, y'all doing something historic. No, I'm from Missouri, you know what I mean? We from here, so, you know, we know. Y'all doing some historical stuff, man. Keep jerking.
Let me ask this, folks. Are y'all working on a second single? Are y'all working on an album? Like, what y'all working on?
You?
Well, so this whole, Poets Praise did come forth, and there is more to come. I do have some things in the making. We just got to kind of get everybody as far as, you know, scheduling or whatever and get with. Shout out to Manny, the producer, man. He's doing big things over here in Muskogee. Yes, recording, you know, engineering and everything, yes, as well as video producing, too. So just kind of get with him and get with getting everything. Yes, you ain't lying. Yes,
yeah.
So he doing all and getting his stuff in. So yeah, definitely more singles to come with Poets Praise. Most definitely.
Okay,
that's awesome. And you know what, Famo, you know what, this is something that I've been wanting to do because I've been watching. You know, I Petty Murphy follow.
Look, these women, man.
And, you know,
hold on.
You know, Petty Murphy
hold
be following.
Hold on, Petty.
I've been watching.
Y'all got Petty. Look, Poetic JD, Kia Soul, and Honey Bee got this man, Petty Murphy, stuttering live on air. Man, y'all know Petty be coming over here and don't never.
I've been watching.
Petty. Petty. Nah, man. Nah, don't.
Hold on, fam. This is the poetry.
You over there dreaming and stuff.
Petty Murphy Project. Would like to have some of their poetry played on the Petty Murphy Project.
Okay, most definitely.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Because I have one poet that has gone on there and been played it on there, and that's B. Nathan Gibbs, who is the twin brother of Nick Gibbs. And I can send you guys the audio.
What they
said.
They said if they send you their music, right, what are you going to do with their music?
I'm going to play their music and put it on rotation and be heard worldwide.
And what's
in multiple countries.
Ooh.
Name?
Oh, wow.
Just like on the radios worldwide, the Petty Murphy Projects worldwide on multiple platforms. So definitely, I will play your music, your poetry, and I will tell the world about y'all. And it's because y'all are three black women, and y'all do music also. I know y'all are influenced by Alicia Left Eye Lopez.
What if one of them was Spanish?
Hey, I'm both. Okay.
It doesn't matter if they're black or white or Spanish, or does it matter?
Oh, okay.
You got a talent.
I was just saying.
You got a talent, and the world needs to hear it.
What?
I ain't gonna lie. If they was green, people be saying that. But you let three green people walk up to you on the streets, you gonna be like, hey, "What's that?" Nah. People be saying, "Oh man, they don't tell no."
It
right.
Don't matter.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be the one trying to ask us something, y'all. What's new hip hop, R&B, jazz, blues, and who y'all favorite artists?
Soulja Boy, you know y'all playing him.
Go ahead, Poetic JB.
I don't really listen to today's music. I mean, the most I really listen to music is when I chime in on Chop It On Radio. But
I usually listen
to like my gospel rap. Like I like Lecrae and KB. Like I don't really listen to the radio. Like the 105.3s and all the other stuff. Like, I don't really listen to the worldly music. So when I do listen to music, it's on Chop It On Radio. So, yeah.
That's
respect. Seriously. Like, no lie.
Who your favorite artist, though? Who
that's
you grew up listening to?
Wow.
You like Faith Evans?
I like Alicia Keys. I do like her stuff. Erykah Badu, I like her. NDRE, down with that. So, like, I like some of the soul flavors.
Oh, okay. So you're more than a neo soul.
Yes, that right there.
Okay.
All right. Honey B, you still on there? Honey B, be quiet. We got to wake
honey
B up.
I'm just sitting there like, I don't want to be interrupting nothing.
No, girl, you better jump in there. You got to jump in. But no, is it anybody in the music lane? You know what I mean? And I like how Poetic JB said that with Neo Soul, because, you know, Neo Soul got a nice vibe and tone rhythm with it. Is there anybody in the music lane that you grew up with that inspired you through their message?
I'm definitely on the Neo Soul too, but Jill Scott, the more heartfelt
music.
Jill
Scott, yeah.
But I love hip hop too.
Mm-hmm.
I love some, I like Lecrae too, but when it comes to hip hop, I grew up with, this is going to sound crazy, but a little Bow Wow.
Okay.
She had the posters in her room. She had the posters.
Because I just watching him grow up, y'all, like in the industry and how he flourished,
right.
Like that, like, you know, everybody starts from somewhere. But right now,
right.
I'm on Josh Vinci. He's a violinist and he plays hip hop songs with his violin.
Yes.
I'm into him.
Really,
Tom.
Is it the white boy?
Well, I think he might be Indian.
Okay. Oh, see.
Hey, Famo, don't sleep on the violinist.
Yes.
I actually did an Instagram video. Don't sleep on it, because I did an Instagram video yesterday, and there was a guy out here basically trying to survive during this pandemic with his family and everything else. This man was playing hip-hop and old-school music. Like, he played We Are the World. I had tears coming to my face. That's how talented it was. That dope.
It's a dude that played the violin here at the Dallas Farmers Market, bro. He dope. So I'm like, see, and I just seen a white boy fool on Instagram with a violin.
Yeah.
I'm like, see, she might be talking about that white boy.
I listen to instruments, you know what I mean? That's all music, you know what I mean? Especially if you in tune with that, man. So yeah. But is there any I'm gonna say R&B singers that talking to Honey B, is any R&B singers that you dig or that, you know, you felt their message?
Bruno Mars, for sure.
Bruno Mars.
I'm going to leave this door open.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars. Okay. Let's see. Dang, I'll be on his music all the time.
What about Anderson .Paak?
Anderson .Paak all day, yes.
I'm a Miguel fan.
Yes, all that. And Robert Glasper, y'all know who that is?
Who?
Robert Glasper. He's a singer, too. He's real neo soulish. But Robert Glasper, he's good, too.
I'm about to look that up. I don't know who Robert Glasper is.
Share a link on your page and tag our name in it so we can go check him out.
Okay.
Only Robert I acknowledge is Parker. We don't acknowledge him no more. People
the
street.
So. So who in the music, is there any artists out there, you know, any lane, any genre, that, you know what I mean, that you felt they message or inspired you or motivated you in any kind of way?
At this moment, like in this age and time, I don't really listen to any type of, there's nobody right now in this age. You can find me, what's in rotation on my radio is 80s, 90s, Kia Soul, and instrumental music. Making music, that's pretty much it. Now, I do listen to gospel a lot. Right now, I keep on repeat Leandria Johnson. She's on a track with the Mississippi Marriage Choir called God Is On Your Side. I listen to that daily, and then I listen to a lot of instrumental music.
Hey, do y'all got Netflix?
Yes, of course.
Have y'all seen this new movie called Sweet Girl?
No.
Uh-uh. Man, y'all got to check that out if y'all got Netflix, man.
Okay.
I ain't going to tell you.
Sweet Girl.
Yeah, it's called Sweet Girl. Y'all got to check that out. I ain't going to tell you about it, but that thing go hard. He got old boy in the one playing Game of Thrones. The big tall.
Is you watching TV? Who watching TV?
That's Petty Murphy. Always be out. Petty Murphy
on
goes
on mute,
outside
listen,
on the most busiest street in his city and talk on the phone on the radio. Man, these people fighting in the background.
No,
all the other stuff.
The
like,
other
I'm outside, sir.
The other day I was tuned in. Somebody was doing the dishes or something.
That's probably Petty Murphy. That's his signature. He will be that's our Petty, man. He already knows, man.
That's Petty, a real one.
Yeah, Petty, a real one. Now, Petty, I'm bringing you back on. Petty, I know it's popping in your city, man. I know you got it jerking down there, man. But, you know, you got to tell them people in the back, man, that they're going to have to either wait and start their car after the show, or they're going to have to push it down the street. You help them push it.
Famo, I'm leaving 7-Eleven. I need some motherfucking sticks, all right? I have to walk to 7-Eleven. I need some sticks. Shit, these motherfuckers want to drive, they don't drive, shit. I don't give a fuck. And no, it was not me washing dishes, so somebody called it in, and the mister was asking what the last four numbers, and I guess they were yelling at their baby and trying to wash dishes at the same time. He's like, all right, I will be right back with you. That wasn't Petty Murphy. Yes. But I do have a question for the ladies. I do have a question for the ladies.
Go ahead.
How hard has it been for you guys to do what you're doing during this pandemic? From last year to now.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, man, I went a whole year not even able to get in the studio, record anything or anything. And it's like, when you can't do that, it's like you can't talk, kind of like that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, man, you know, all you can do is just keep on pushing it. And, like, because I try to do, like, something every season, you know. Like, I work on my project. Like, this season I'm doing this, you know. So it's like, well, I just have to save it for another season, you know, something like that. So, yeah, it was crazy.
Right.
I mean, we still kind of did stuff here and there, you know, but, yeah, it was crazy. It was pretty bad.
Right. Did it teach you to, you know, basically, because, you know, we couldn't do in-person events last year. And did it teach you to learn how to adapt to this new change that we're going through? Because, I mean, some of us are still going through it. I know the numbers are still going up and stuff, too. Were you guys prepared for what happened last year? And what has that done for you guys going into this year and to the future?
Well, for myself, I kind of stay prepared. So before anything ever shut down, I was literally telling our group that they needed to go get food and just, like, basically prepare to be shut in for a while. But I can say that during that shut-in, when they first started this whole COVID thing, that's when I actually started my publishing company, because I had nothing but time on my hands to do that. So for the publishing companies, I've been actually good, because I haven't really had to be in contact physically with the authors and those who choose to come over, you know, definitely was a personal choice to do so, but we got books put out. Now on the poetry side of things with the shows, that halted a lot of things. We weren't able to get out and do our, you know, poetry every month at different coffee shops and stuff because of it. So that was pretty hard. But, I mean, all in all, I learned how to grow my own food, so I took advantage of the time being at home. So I'm ready.
That's
to
awesome.
What you growing?
What'd you say?
What you growing? Tomatoes, onions.
Tomatoes. We got some okra. We got corn, greens, watermelon, cucumbers. We got raspberries.
Wow,
we got blackberries. Yeah. We got some pear trees out there. They haven't really produced
God
yet.
Damn.
They'll probably give us some next year. Yeah, we've kind of planted a little bit of everything. I think I got a green thumb that I didn't know about, and I just start them in pots and just let them grow and then put them in the dirt. So,
yeah, I got myself a green thumb too, but we ain't talking about plants. I got a green thumb too, but another question I like to ask is, because you guys do poetry, who are some of y'all favorite poets all time?
Yeah, Applebee's was the hot spot. So you mean telling me you taking with that green thumb? You the only one in Applebee's? Your favorite spot? With a green ass thumb, ordering the food. With
no, motherfuckers. How did I say Applebee's was my favorite spot? I just said I was just hungry at the time. The Applebee's sounded good. All right, so you misconstrued the words, man. All right. No,
okay.
Applebee's is not my favorite spot. Gates Barbecue is.
Okay.
But
you said, hold on, we got three queens though. You said if I take a woman to Applebee's, it would be better because I can get her two dinners for the price of one. With two drinks.
Damn right.
You told
me. Damn right. You're damn right.
Okay.
You're damn right.
I'm going to ask Kia Soul. would you be, and you said that was a, that was like, you know, fancy dance. That be cool with you for, you know, if a man take you to Applebee's two for one and do that? Is that, that's cool?
Dang.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay. 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 All right. Honeybee, I'm going to ask you that. If the guy said, hey, check this out, I'm going to take you to Applebee's because I can get you two for one. And that's where we're going for tonight. That was like
your
night
out. Really, two
that
for
cool?
20,
I'm
bro.
Fine with it.
It was two for 20. My bad. Two for 20. My bad.
Same
I don't
thing.
Go to Applebee's.
I would be fine with it, but it couldn't be something that would be routine. You have to show me that, you know, you, how you treat your queen. However much you're willing to spend is how you're treating her. So I'll do it every now and then, but it would not be a routine thing for me.
And see, that's not how I am, you know.
Okay.
It was
hold
his dad, you know.
Hold on, Betty. For Eddie J.B., I'm going to get your thoughts on it. If I said, all right, check this out, man. Go put on your fancy clothes. I'm going to put on mine. We said, we're going to dirt. We're going to go to Applebee's. I'm going to get you this two for 20. You're going to get you two drinks. Two items off the Applebee's menu. That cool?
That's going to be I don't know. It's kind of hard to go with. Is this the first date we going after, or is this like a couple days later? Because if we already dating, then like, yeah, let's go save some money. But if this is something to like really impress me or like, you know, try to get a second date with me, I'm probably going to say no.
And see, it wasn't the first date with me and Danielle DeAnda.
Okay.
We've gone on many dates. We were just hungry. We were just hungry, Sammo. We were just hungry. All right, we were just hungry. I spent more money on her on dates than I did at Applebee's. And I, by the way, the food and the service was terrible, so the food was free. So it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not that type of guy. If I'm going to take you out on the first date, you know, hey, I'm going to impress you. You know, I ain't gonna take no girl on the first date to Applebee's here in Kansas City.
I knew your mind was not on poetry. Mm-hmm. I knew your mind wasn't on poetry.
But my mind is on poetry. My mind is on poetry, though. Nah, you brought that up, you motherfucker. You sneaky motherfucker. You sneaky motherfucker. You. I love you, though, but you sneaky motherfucker. But on the real, though. On the real.
Check this out. We got to do this right here, though. Kia Soul, we'll start with Kia Soul. Is there anybody out there or any shout outs you want to give or is there anything that you want to say to everybody that's listening right now?
Oh, most definitely. Like, I did already give a shout out to Manny, but most definitely thank him for stepping his game up and coming hard with the reporting experience, as well as Dreamland Entertainment, thank you for just giving me the game to basically make it thus far. Most definitely want to say shout out to all the poets out there. Keep on doing your thing. Keep pushing. Stay motivated, you know, and just keep on doing what you do till you make it. That's pretty much it. I mean, remember, through it all, stay positive, and you only get one life. Make sure you're living your best.
Amen.
Straight up. Poet and JB, anything you want to say to, you know, anybody that's everybody that's tuned in or want any information you want to put out there to them?
Well, first of all, the Most High for making everything possible, you know, so that's an everyday thanks. But the authors that did publish with me and who are still publishing with me, major shout out to you guys because you trust me with all your work to make sure that it does get published, and that's a big deal to me because, you know, not everybody's going to trust you with their work. And definitely a special shout-out to you, Mr. I usually call you Pac-Man, but, I mean, I remember you always would tell me to get out there and do my poetry, and I got something, and I was always scared and all timid and stuff, but you always believed that, you know, I had something there. So I appreciate you and your platform and your FAMO for being there and making, you know, opportunities like this available to us. So major shout out to you.
Oh, appreciate that. Y'all can't be doing me like that on show. And I appreciate you, though. But, yeah, I remember when you used to write stuff and you know, but I'm glad, you know, now, you know, when you released it, I mean, look, you know what I mean? Like I said, historic. All three of y'all historic, you know what I mean? So big shout out that you did take that step and start putting it out there. And you ain't turned back. You ain't looked back.
Nope.
So, Honeybee, anything you want to say to anybody out there that's tuned in or any information you want to put out there? I'm not just letting
give a shout
you
out.
Sit back and just chill.
God, most definitely, God, for, you know, putting me here, for everyone, my sisters, my classmates, Monet, Elisha, Rochelle, all of my classes I graduated with, shout out to 05, my neighbors, everybody that's listening that was invited, thank you. Shout out to most definitely Poetic JB and Kia Soul. This platform has allowed me to bring out sides of myself that I would normally not even express. Doing this song with Kia and Poetic JB has allowed me to bring out that rap side. So definitely them. And just to all the poets, Muskogee Soul Searchers, stand up. You already know what it is. And to everyone that has supported my book and all my family and friends. And, of course, you for putting us on this platform. This is amazing. Like, it's legendary. I love it.
Man, and I appreciate that. And I got to say, you know, that's my team, you know, too, because, you know, without people like Night Train and YL and Jag, man, my mind be in 100 different. If you ever tune into the show, you'll see it real quick. I talk about 10 different things. But without them, man, they kind of keep me on track, keep me on point. And big shout out to them, man. You know, they kind of been the force behind a lot of stuff. You know, Night Train sitting back, but he know, man, you know, he been a key factor in all this too. But we had to get y'all on. We wanted to do it right, though, you know, the listeners up, man, jerking harder, you feel me? So we wanted to bring y'all on to an experience where it was more than what it was then. And it's an honor to bring y'all here. But here, because y'all ain't finna get off the phone right now. Y'all wanted the interview, so we're going to get this thing jerking. But I want to get y'all insight. I'm going to play something for y'all. Yeah, you know, y'all go sleep in a minute. So I'm going to play something, and I want to get all y'all viewpoint on it. Yeah, it's cool. I got to go to work in the morning, too. We going to get it in. Night Train the brand. Yeah, you know we got the Mama Lane. You know we got the Mama Lane queued up, man. Going to let them hear some of Mama Lane and then get their feedback from Mama Lane.
Definitely, man. Play some Mama Lane because it's the poetry show, bro. Let's get it, man. And maybe if they got some pieces, bro, we can hear another piece from them right on air, out the muscle, out the membrane, the dome dome, whatever you want to call your brain.
Uh-oh. So, y'all heard him. So, if you got a piece, man, you can drop it live on air. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get off into some of this Mama Lane, man. We're going to play a couple of her pieces. And when we come back on, let's get these queens to get their feedback or, you know, whatever it did to them, if it hit them, if it reached them, or how they felt about it. Train, you ready, man?
Let's get it.
Man, this Mama Lane right here, man. Let's go.
What We Choose to Do is the title of this poem. It's written by Agnes Lane. Some of the people in this world will die old. Some of them will die younger than told. People doesn't control life or death as we know. Only God knows our destiny ending with death to show. You should live each day as if it's your last. Because if you have a future, you had a past. Your past life experiences were lessons taught. You're supposed to have changed your future. It can't be bought. You can have millions of dollars and still go to hell. Even some people will go there as well. Going to church every week doesn't secure you in. Repenting, confessing, and living for God, you will win. Faking, shaking, and pretending, you can't fool him. That will only make your chance to heaven more slim. Sorry if I have offended anyone. I didn't mean to. But for some reason, he wants you to know the truth. Your life is as short as you make it out to be. He has given all of us a chance after chance. Can't you see? Could have been that time you'd hardly have no air. Or that time that vehicle came too close out of nowhere. You should know he loves us all the same way too. But we all will be judged according to what we choose to do. This poem is called Already Gone by Agnes Lane. When does it come to the point of return? Maybe we could find it if we all adjourn. Adjourn our loving abilities to all religion, races, and even those who fall short of monies or material things, but still have hope of endurance that brings enjoyment of life as well as we share. Not just luxury, but the poor are also there. Open your eyes and your heart to the truth shown. Not believing untold lies, knowing they're not grown. We as a world needs to confide in real. Only then will we be allowed to deal with what we've seen, comprehend, standing straight with no reason to bend. Politics, politicians, musicians, all still human, coming way back even before Washington and Tubman. George and Harriet went through a lot back then, but there are some who don't remember when. So don't hold on to the past. Let it go. Move on. The future awaits all. The past is already gone.
Back, man, right here at the top on the radio. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Man. We got Poetic JB on, Kia Solo, Honey Bee on the line, Night Train to Brand, and we got Petty Murphy on as well. We're going to get Night Train to Brand back on, and then we're going to bring everybody back on, and we're going to take a call, last four digits, 6982. Be ready, 6982. We're going to plug you in as well. But Night Train, before I get everybody back on, before we bring everybody back on, man, Night Train to Brand. When I hear Mama Lane, man, I'm telling you, that's why I said it, man. That's the man that had me want to change everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
Mama Lane
is the type to have you look at your life like,
damn. What I'm doing. You know what I'm talking about? Let me sit down. For a minute. Yeah.
Right.
Man, big shout out to Mama Lane, man. She got some new shit coming, too, so. Hey, and I wanted to say this, too, man. Petty Murphy, bro, we appreciate you, bro, because you a real nigga, man. You be tuning in every show and dropping hell of content, bro. Just wanted to tell you from Chop on the Radio, appreciate you, bro. So, man, but, this is a great show, bro. This poetry, man, I love
Petty
poetry.
Petty know
we'll
go to
rap
war behind Petty Murphy, man.
You
Petty
know
the nation
know,
go to
rap
war, we done done it.
But hey, man, you know rap ain't nothing but poetry, bro. So it's just rhyming words, man. So I can't wait to hear if they got something new. So
and you know what would be dope, man, if you start seeing, like, even with the majors, if you start seeing majors, even underground artists, you know what I mean, that jerking doing their thing, start featuring poets on their song. Just like that. Just like that. I'm just going to throw it out to you. I told you, my mind be on 10 different things. But let's bring everybody on, Femo, man, and let's get their thoughts. We got to bring Kia Soul back on. Kia Soul, what's going on? You still there with us? You ain't fell asleep on us, have you?
No.
Okay. All right. Honey Bee, you still on there with us?
I am here.
All right, Poetic JB, checking in. What's good?
I'm good. I'm here.
Okay. We're going to bring Petty Murphy on, too. Let's go. Honey Bee, we played those two poems by Mama Lane right there. What did you take from that?
Main thing I got from it is soul check. And always be real with yourself, about yourself, so you can be authentic with who you are with people. Was the first one I got. The second one, it was more to me, know God, keep him first, don't really follow the ways of this world. It can be misleading. People always try to make you have their mindset. Just have that divine relationship with God so you can stay in tune and on track with what he wants you to do so you don't be distracted by what's going on in the world. That's what I got from it.
That's what's up. Okay.
Yeah, that's all about
Hey, JB, what did you get from those two pieces from Mama Lane?
I love her. I love her poetry anyways, because it's like it's always so like creative, and it has this way of putting an image in your head. So, and then her rhymes are so dope. Like, they always just, I mean, pop. So, but I love the pieces because, number one, I'm a spiritual person anyways, but, like, she was speaking some real stuff. And how she can bring her words to flow like that but be real at the same time, like, that's talent. You know what I'm saying? People don't look at it like I do, but, I mean, I'm a poetry major, so I kind of looked at it differently. But I enjoy her stuff because she has so much imagery in there. She's so creative. She's so deep with her words. I mean, she just brings it real all the time. So I loved it.
Okay. Kia Soul, what's your outlook on that? What did you take or what did you feel from those pieces from Mama Lane?
Well, most definitely, she was bringing that 100% all realness, for real. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when, just kind of remembering some of the things that she was saying about the, you know, the $1 million won't get you into heaven, and, you know, going to church, that's not what gets you in, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's going to be judged accordingly. So, I mean, just those things right there, man, that's just basically preaching, you know, that's preaching to somebody. So what people don't really understand is poetry, it's not that we're preaching or anything like that, but you can touch somebody's soul with just the words that you speak, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I got from that first one. And the second one is, I mean, basically about the, you know, about your past, let go and let God, you know? You can't hold on to what went on in the past because you got a future to think about. You know what I'm saying? And in the end, where you going to reside?
Yeah.
That's what I got.
That's
real.
Oh, y'all saying some real shit, man. God, man.
I mean, we run around here beefing with each other. When we in glory, you might be my neighbor. You know what I'm
right?
saying? I mean, that's how I think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like Trey Brand, man, what you feel about that, man? Just to hear,
man,
you know,
all them answers hit every single box, bro. That's some real shit. And man, poetry, man, it make you think that deep too. So yeah, they say some real shit. And you know, I grew up listening to my mama poetry, bro. She still call me and let me hear her new pieces, bro, every night.
And see, we gotta bring Mama Lane on, bring them on, and let them and Mama Lane chop it up, man. Cause I'm telling you, Mama Lane, one show, Mama Lane had me in tears. I'm glad can't nobody see me because I was like, hey, he had me. I got up and looked in the mirror at myself like, damn, I need to change everything about myself. I'm like, wow. She did, boy. Mama Lane broke me down, man. But it was in a good way. It was in a good way, though, but I wasn't expecting it. Night Train the Brand had told me, you know, told me and everything. But when she came on and talked, she's so real. So they said that, you know, that wisdom, man, that stuff will hit your bones. You'll be careful. Because he's going to keep it real. But she's very nice, man. We got love for Mama Lane. Man, I can't wait to hear a new stuff, Night Train the Brand, man. So I know it's going to be hot. You dig? So let's take a caller, man, and get them on the line and see if they got any questions and then tuned in to the show. Remember, if we call out your last 4 digits and you don't want to talk, all you got to do is just sit there. You ain't got to hang up a second. Then we'll get the idea and we'll move on, but we do appreciate you for tuning in. So let's go to last 4 digits, 6982. Last 4 digits, 6982. Welcome to the show. Who we got? All right. Well, we appreciate you, man. Keep rocking. Keep tuning in. Let's go 1027. 1027. Who we got? Okay. I mean, we appreciate y'all. No problem. Y'all can sit to watch to the show. Night Train, you still there with me, man? Let's try another one, man. Let's see. Yeah, let's go last 4 digits, 5011. 5011, welcome to the show. Who we got? 5011, live on the air. Sweaty JB, KSO, and Honey B.
Come on, y'all. We don't bite.
Right, right. Because we will talk for the rest of the show with no problem. With no problem.
Thank y'all for tuning in, bro.
Right. We got so many, but we'll do it like this. Okay, y'all talked about the video and stuff like that, and I'm waiting. Y'all gonna do more videos, right? Have you thought about
that? Definitely.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I plan on doing some videos, you know what I'm saying?
Like, audio good, but the visuals is where it's at, because that's how
right.
I think the TikTok and all that going viral, bro, just with one session of your phone.
The video, to me, that was my first video. I think that was...
all of us.
Our first music video. And, man, I mean, just learning how the flow go and what to do, and it was awesome. I mean, I was high for 3 days after that. Just like, wow, you know, just in awe. And then, shout out to Lonnie Barker, most definitely, who made this all happen, you know what I'm saying? But he, because he just called up. Oh, my bad. He just caught us walking, and you know when he sent us that that promo, like was slow walking. Boy, like why? I mean, it was like okay, yeah. So just how it all came together, we was like wow. Yeah.
I love your energy.
That's what's up.
See,
that's what's up. Most definitely, man. Big ass out there.
Yeah.
Buddy.
So
you know what I mean? Because it was dope. I watched the video. You know what I mean? The video was very well put together. You know what I mean? So it was great quality, too. And that's a lot of things. Some people, you know, when they put out big projects, you want your stuff to be quality and look right, look good. You know what I mean? You want to come with it.
Right.
That's a big thing. A lot of people just put, you know what I mean, anything out there, really. You know what I mean? So big shout out to him, too, on that project. And like I said, big shout out to Manny, too. And, you know, Dreamland Entertainment, Rick, because you KSO work.
Yeah.
You said you work with him, too, as well. Yeah, big shout out to Bro. Which, you know, these sponsors of the show as well, man. And I didn't get to make it to the balloon release. I think the balloon release, JP, was tonight, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I didn't get to make it, but...
hopefully them balloons didn't collide, because, you know, we got the festival of air balloons.
Oh, wow. I forgot. Hey, yeah, that's right.
And
that'll be something that happened in Muskogee too. Yeah, that'll be something that happened here too. Straight up. That's what's up. Now I know in the film I remember seeing video clips when y'all was outside doing poetry. Right? Y'all was outside at a certain location doing poetry. And that type of stuff. Could y'all, you know, somebody tell me what that was and explain to us, you know, what y'all was doing?
You talking about sidewalk poetry where we just pop up at a random area? And just, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's called sidewalk poetry. We haven't done it in a few weeks, though. It's probably been my fault a little bit because the boys started football, and I've been literally at the football field every day afterwards.
You gonna milk. You do it out there now. Y'all all gonna milk. You know, we want y'all to keep going. You out there now, it's just not gonna be no more poetic JB TSO, honey bee. Nah.
But basically what we did was we just figure out what location we wanna meet at, whether it's a park, whether it's the mall, whether it's, you know, just a random sidewalk somewhere with the plug in. Sometimes we don't even have to have one, and just we show up and just literally just fellowship in the name of poetry and just spit our pieces and record if you want to, but that's what we do. That's just to share poetry, just to have another platform outside of, you know, a public place, or we just go in and just bring it.
Effective.
Yeah.
Very effective move.
Yeah, and it's really, really fun, too, because you don't know who might be at that spot, you know, so it's like,
yeah.
Oh, we're going to show up here, you know. So, yeah. I loved it. That the times I was able to attend.
Oh,
yeah, me too.
Honey, you're the way y'all video came out.
What you say? What y'all say? I didn't care. What you say?
Practicing my pieces.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Night Train said, he put that out there, you know what I mean? If y'all got, he said, which one of y'all got a piece that y'all want to drop on the show?
Yeah.
Go ahead, honeybee. Do your thing, girl.
I'm sure everybody loves, they love this piece. I'm going to spit it for y'all. I'm addicted to the white stuff. You know, you done had it before. It's got a kick to it and what have you craving for more. It comes in a bag for a reasonable price. Too much of it will have you up all night. Gives a boost of high energy with excitement. The brain has overwhelming connects of enticement. One spoonful, it just isn't enough. You want more and more until your body responds clearly. Stop this stuff. Can give you a headache if you overdose. Maybe even take out a kidney, but who knows? The pleasures of it are temporary, and the overusage of it can be scary or deadly. Moderation is key, and it's in every edible thing you eat and drink. You can't avoid it with fast food. It's so addictive, your tongue may be immune, so your limits can't be established because it's in your favorite foods. When you see it, you grab it, and you think about it briefly. But look at your need for it, and you pursue it immediately. I'm addicted to sugar.
Yeah. Man, okay. Yeah, that's another situation.
Man, that was jerky. Big man, I like that right there. What's the name of that piece?
White stuff.
Hey, that, hey, now, look, you put that on some audio, I'm going to jam it. I'm going to go stream. I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to put that on repeat. That's some fire right there. Petty Murphy, man, what you think?
First things first, Mama Lane, like, yeah, she makes you reevaluate your life when you hear her words. And what I just heard right there, same thing. This is dope. And I give you that. Poetry.
Yeah.
And you know, Night Train, you said rap is like poetry. Comedy is like poetry, but with explicit content. That's what people don't seem to understand. And you can move somebody with your words, whether it's a rap, poetry, or comedy. And, you know, when you're talking about, the mister's talking about majors should get poets on their, you know, on their tracks. They need to go back because we know we're old school. The first time I ever heard someone hit a poem.
I'm
old school, so are you.
You old school. Hey.
Your mindset.
Baby.
Yeah, I'm an 80s baby too.
We're
and I learned
old.
In the 90s.
We the new.
I learned in the 90s. And here's where it goes. If y'all remember the song Something Wicked Comes This Way, it was actually a remake by Prince.
I ain't getting no
by
love
TLC.
On the 80s baby. Nobody on the phone gave no love to the 80s baby.
They all under the age of 30.
I know I ain't. Going
I'm
on 80s
baby
on the phone.
80s baby, 83. But to go with Soldier said,
we just let him do whatever he want to do over there. We don't really pay attention to him. But he do better.
I am special. We all special. We got children. But if y'all remember the song Something Wicked Comes This Way, it was actually a remake of Print by TLC. Andre 3000 went off on a poem. But Lisa Left Eye Lopez, poem. Like, nobody knew Left Eye could hit a poem and put it into a rap. If y'all listen to that song, that word hits to me. And for me, I'm actually thinking about remaking that song. And Soldier basically hit it on the nail. Petty, you going to need a poet to hit this poem. And you're damn right I am. Like I tell people.
Might need three.
There are people who do it for the culture, and there are people who do it for clout and imagery, which me and I talk when I hit you with that quote. When I hit you with that quote, you can hit all three in one. These beautiful black queens are for the culture. Mama Lane for the culture.
Yeah.
Everything that we do in music, comedy and poetry is for the culture. It ain't for the crowd. And the mister, we're going to talk about that later. I get you that quote earlier. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that later. Because I got something to say.
So, who want to go next? Anybody? Y'all got a piece?
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
He hungry, boy.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Yeah, well, he is, man. This is the poetry show, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to see.
Uh-oh.
Here you
going.
Yeah.
So, one of y'all want to drop a piece?
If you didn't know, now you know, it's Tia Soul on the mic. I'm blessed. I do this poetry thing like Notorious Big said, on and on to the break of dawn. Ripping and rhyming, collaborating and shining. Some people wonder just how and where I get my timing. With all eyes on me like Tupac the greatest, I never live life as a thug, but I'm on the battlefield daily, praying for better ways and better days and make all God's people prosper. It's Tia Soul. Just remember this name, Tia Soul, the poetic prosper. Hey.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's fire, man. Yeah,
that is fire.
Man. Yeah, stop playing.
Hey, Night Train. What I just said, because I'm actually looking this up right now, and I actually like this one of my favorite TLC songs, Something Wicked Comes His Way. Y'all mind if I bust out the Andre 3000 and Left Eye poems?
Hold on.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
And let me hear your poetry, dude.
Remember back in the time.
Hold on a second. TSO. That was fire.
Yeah, that was fire.
I mean, you rhymed. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
It's a great thing right now because everybody that's tuned in is, you know what I mean, getting that feel. From y'all, you know what I mean? Those that support y'all, tune in to see y'all as well. 40 JB, I know you hear that already, right?
Hey, that was on some Love Jones shit.
Yeah. You can see her performing there. I can see her performing. And
yeah.
The piece that Honeybee took, man.
Wow. Yeah.
We say jerking, so that's dirty. But 40 JB, come on.
Jerking, man.
Come on with it.
I hate going after y'all because y'all, you, Honeybee, and she, y'all always. I just be like, why y'all have to see me laugh? Oh, man. So y'all know y'all be popping that stuff out. I'm like, okay, let me see which one I'm going to do. So, all right, I'm going to do Beautiful Soul. Beautiful Soul. That beautiful soul that you so gracefully hold, stabilizing to a world so cold, brings joy to the darkest hole. Shine your light ever so bright, changing lives in desperate times, one lost soul at a time. Oh, beautiful soul, don't you ever let your story go untold. Yearning ears need your hope. They need to know it may be the last word sliding off your transparent lips that catches the train of thoughts of some who want to flick the switch off. Love them, show them, speak life through them. Let them see a living testimony. Give them a bit of faith, a way to escape. Show them the God in you. Be that beautiful soul that you so gracefully hold.
Yes.
That's why y'all make a dope group, man. All y'all came to our own church. Real talk,
yes.
That's dope, too.
Yes.
Where
amen.
We put y'all on the spot?
We always got something on the spot, yes.
Boy, I know Stefan. Boy, look out, Stefan. Boy, your ass better come on with it. These girls on
you better
your
come
ass,
with
boy.
It.
I'm telling you, Night Train, Stefan going to have to put something on because these ladies is making it a muddy, muddy situation.
Yeah, maybe made it a muddy, muddy situation.
Situation.
Yeah, we're going to make him pull his dress on up in a ponytail.
Make him cut his hair. That's what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Make him cut his hair and wear wigs.
But they gonna do him like I'm gonna do him on that field and run his ass over.
They gonna burn him like Usher. They gonna burn him like Usher.
Hey, man, I told y'all talk about foot. Hey, look, I like to see that. Y'all put it together, man, we'll make it happen. You dig? I got plenty of field for y'all to go out there and break each other's legs and all that. I'm going to watch all of them. I'm going to record y'all ass, too.
I got a date for y'all.
I'm
going to
go live.
A date.
Everybody, I'm
going to
go
live. Let's do this. Hey.
All them oldies. Yeah.
Well, let's do this for the culture. Let's do this for the culture. Let's call it the Turkey Bowl. Let's give back to the people. Call the Turkey Bowl.
I still got it. I keep telling you, brother.
I still got speed. I run from cops every single day. That's why I call social distancing.
I know. You be running from them on the show. We be hearing them. We know that
you're
hearing them.
Right. I be running from the cops. Hey. I run from the cops all day, every day.
Really, it felt like he was running while I got cops.
You're damn right. I was running from the cops. No, I was running from the dog.
You said 7-Eleven. You said you were at 7-Eleven, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I haven't been to 7-Eleven, and I don't know how long. We ain't got no 7-Elevens around here.
What?
We don't. We don't.
Unless I ain't been to them.
Oh,
you ain't
man,
got one in
Tulsa?
You ain't got one in I think the closest 7-Eleven is Oklahoma City.
Man,
damn,
we got 7 billion 7-Elevens out here.
Nah,
hey,
we
get down with quicker around these parts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you got to get another QT. Got to go QT.
Man,
shout out to Quick Trip, everybody.
I got a lot of points.
Shout out to Quick Trip.
Yeah, I'm looking for Quick Trip. Well, AT ain't the same no more. They done started adding cinnamon in their shit.
Terrible. Terrible.
That's messing up the tea game right there.
Yeah, I don't know if they adding cinnamon up there, but down here they adding cinnamon. I don't really fuck with that, bro.
Oh, hell no.
Fuck the taste buds.
But hey, Famo, I like the weed.
Give them your information. Give them your information, man, on where, you know what I mean, when they ready to submit any of their material to your platform, man. Give them the information of where they need to send.
Wait a minute. Yeah, and Petty, will they be able to come do an interview on your show?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As y'all do know, I do have the Spotify Green Room for the Petty Murphy Project. I also will have Twitter backstage and Amazon backstage. So the interviews will be heard all over the world. Pretty soon, Petty Murphy's moving into his own new studio because Petty Murphy has the debate with Petty Murphy coming up September 13th. So I decided, you know what, if I'm going to do the studio for the debate, might as well have it for the Petty Murphy project. But I did give TSO my information, so I'm going to tell the world all my information. Please send me your downloadable audio MP3 or WAV file, no SoundCloud, no Reverb Nation, no YouTube link, to the Petty Murphy Project at gmail.com. Your music and your poetry and your interviews will get heard all over the world. Trust me and believe. But before, you know, we go on, I do want to read this poem from Something Come Wicked This Way by Left Eye. And I want these ladies to hear because Left Eye is an inspirational woman. God rest her soul.
Ayo.
If we can all agree to let our soul become free of that sweet bitterness, then whose chest will have the most seeds? I keep misfocusing my needs and distress on my back. With them gas, they be blasting into my knapsack. Ain't no accidental death traps. My mishap in the fact I'm destined to snap. It's when I feel as though my body's able to go. My mind is ready to flow. Did you know first you catch and then I throw? It's my own sense of time. If I'm late, it's because I'm ending my day just when the sun shines and still gently advising the horizon of the moon as it roams around into my soundproof dimension.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that was dope.
Okay.
A whole new level.
Hey,
wow.
Teddy, you can read some poetry, bro.
I, here's the thing.
I didn't think that was going to come out of you, bro. Real shit.
Here's the thing.
You know,
here's the thing.
This is going to be like 7-10 hours long.
You got damn right. I got a fucking booty. Shit. Almost not even finished yet. But the thing is that it doesn't matter if I'm a comedian. It doesn't matter if I'm a podcast host. It doesn't matter if I'm a pothead or a shit talker. I can read shit to basically get my mind right. Sometimes you got to hear the word of other people to motivate you. It ain't all about all social media and all this other bullshit. Sometimes you just got to say, fuck Facebook, read a book. Pick up the real book. Pick up the Bible. You got to read. They say, hey, what did they say back in the day? Reading is fundamental.
Fundamental, yep.
But here's the thing. When it comes to like flyers and everything else, I hate to say it, niggas can't read. I'm just sorry. But the thing is that people need to actually just sometimes when, you know, you're having a moment by yourself. Right now, I'm sitting outside where I live in this nice little pond area, and sometimes I'm under a tree. Sometimes you just got to sit back, zone out, and read.
You're trying to say you're privileged.
Say again?
I said, you say you out here with the little pond and that, so you living the good life. That's what you're saying. You got the pond.
I'm living the good
life. You feed the ducks and shit.
Oh, no, I do that. I don't do that shit. Don't feed the animals. But, no, sometimes I like to come to this place. Like, kind of like how you like to go out to the lake and go fishing to basically relax your mind. This is what I like to do.
Right,
I like to come out here and relax my mind. And when I like to relax my mind, I like to look at this water. I like to sit underneath this tree and hear the breeze. Sometimes I like to see, you hear the cops and shit. I mean, that's life. But sometimes you just got to sit back and read. You know, you're not read on social media because 95% of social media is a bunch of bullshit. But, you know, sometimes go back and just listen to, just chill. And, you know, listening to that song, Something Wicked Comes This Way. The first time I heard it, I was, 12? When the TLC came out with the album before they went bankrupt? The Crazy Sexy Cool album?
But, take this out. We got three queens on the line right now. Right? They all in Muskogee, Oklahoma. They all jerking, doing their thing. You getting it in. You dig. And I want to say, you know what I mean? Big shout out to Lil Five. She did her thing. You know what I mean? She got her son. You feel me? But Party JB, Kia Soul, Honeybee, man, we appreciate y'all for taking y'all time out and coming on the show and talking with us, letting us inside of y'all personal life, some of the things, how y'all view things. Honeybee, we appreciate you for coming on for the first time. Hopefully we can get you back too again. Anything y'all got working on, just, you know what I mean, let us know. We'll push it on this end. We'll make sure we're going to support, show love. I know y'all all three busy. Y'all all got a lot of things to do. So before we let you, I know y'all got to go. So I'm going to give y'all the opportunity, man. You know, if you want to end it or you want to say anything before y'all go, I don't want to keep y'all too long.
On August the 31st, my new CD will be dropping, Still Standing by Kia Soul. It will be on all social media, online platforms. You can purchase it on Amazon.com. Just search Still Standing or Kia Soul. And it is something different, and I love it. So hopefully it sets somebody, and I just need your support.
That's what's up.
I just want to say thank you to everyone that tuned in for this platform. And I am just right now working on my second book, which should be out more towards the end of the year. But I'm working on my second book, and so that'll be out. But that's all I have going on right now. Nothing else. And thank y'all again for having me here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We appreciate you for taking your time out. And the piece you dropped, man, was fire. definitely a fan, and I'm going to tune in more. Very cool. Yeah, from that energy, very cool person, and we're going to support. We, like I said, appreciate you taking your time out, because there's a lot of busy people out there, and I know everybody got a lot of things going on in their life. And on top of being able to do what y'all do, y'all got personal lives as well that require a lot, too. And, man, like I said, as women, we do a Dynamic Women series as well, and all three of y'all are dynamic women, and I appreciate y'all. Poetic JB, anything you want to say?
Just thank you guys for the platform. I am working on my second book, like not a chat book, but it's a real book. It's called Metaphors and Praises. This book is going to literally be my spiritual side, kind of some things that I've been through, some of my testimonies wrapped up in this poetry book, but that's almost done. So y'all stay tuned for that, because I'm trying to get it done before the end of this year, but that has been one of my major projects outside of publishing books for everybody else. But I just thank you guys for the opportunity, and, you know, I'll be around.
Okay. Where can they contact you at?
So they can either find my Facebook at Poetic JB, Jessica Stewart. I usually use that one more for anything. On my Instagram, poetic.jb, or they can email me at poeticjb.herlife@gmail.com.
Honey B, where can they get in contact with you at?
Most definitely Facebook, Honey B Crane, Instagram, Lights, Camera, Action B, TikTok, Honey B Crane, and my email is missbusiness@yahoo.com.
TSO, where can they contact you at?
Yes, you can contact me via email at poetkso@gmail.com, as well as you can inbox me on Facebook at KSO.
And y'all remember, y'all can just call in, and if y'all want to promote anything, man, just tell us to plug you in, and boom, you on. Just like that. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, big shout out to TSO and Poetic JB, because they both are sponsors of the show too, man. So I know, you know, the promo will be out there too. So we got some different things we're getting ready to do with our sponsors, man. So y'all stay tuned and be on the lookout for that, man. It's going to be some pretty hot stuff. So big thank y'all for that as well, man. Thank y'all for sponsoring the show. You know what I mean? Rocking with us too, man. We appreciate
it.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for the platform.
Keep it coming. Yes, keep it coming.
And,
you're doing a great job.
And maybe here in the future, we can get y'all to come read a chapter or two of y'all books on the show. So we do have a book club where we setting this shit up for season two. It's going to be a fully woo.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We're going to take a real quick break, man. Well, I appreciate y'all rocking. Y'all can stay tuned. Y'all can stay on rocking with us. If y'all want to, we'll check right back in with y'all after we come from the break. You feel me? If y'all got to go, you know, we understand that. We're going to get a little bit of jerking in before we get off of here.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah, nah. A brother from the gate, but they don't hear me though. Let me speak a little louder, they can hear the flow. This shit ain't easy, but I'm trying to fill my pockets up. Took a little hard work, a little confidence. I'm trying to run it up, I need a money bag. I'm trying to cop the whip, I'm pressing on the gas. I'm a boss nigga, and I don't like to brag. I'm living in the moment, damn I hope it lasts. I spit that real shit, that's that dope boy. I can hear him in my city yelling, go boy. When you come from, where I come from, them niggas always doubt them, gotta show them what you made of. Smiles on they face, man, they show a lot of fake love. I'm riding solo, man, I'm trying to get my cake up. A nigga on it from the moment that I wake up. I'm trying to double up, I'm never taking pay cuts. I know I'm different, I'm too fly for that slave shit. They say I'm different, like I speak a different language. I'm from the city, better watch out who you hang with. Them niggas catch you slipping, blick a blocker with that gang shit. I'm swimming faster, keep my head above the water. You can miss me with that drama, cause I'm out here chasing dollars, yeah. A workaholic, man, I get that from my father. Got a dreams to be a baller, so I grind a little harder, yeah.
They ain't built like us. We was raised in the streets, how we go so tough. We stayed down, came up, and we still show love. Grinding till the sun came up. And somebody tell them niggas they ain't built like me. You know I got it out the mud, I was raised in that street. I'ma stack it all up for my family tree. I'ma do it for my name, they depending on me. They ain't built like us.
Just a youngin' tryna show some love. Yeah, you know what's up.
Yeah. They ain't built like us.
I was raised in the streets, I was raised in the geek, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we back on, man. I think they got to stick it again. Appreciate everybody that's been tuned in and called in. Say, all y'all that have called in at the last 5 minutes of the show, man, if you miss it, you will be able to hit the replay link and catch all of it that you missed. We appreciate y'all too, man, but you're going to hit that link, man. You feel me? We appreciate y'all tuning in to the last 5 minutes, man, but that seemed to be happening a lot. So when y'all see the promo, man, y'all make sure y'all jump on there, man, so y'all can get in and catch the full show. But if you can't, you can always hit the replay, man, and you definitely want to hit the replay because Poetic JB, she dropped an amazing piece. Kia Soul, she dropped an amazing piece. And Honey B, she dropped an amazing piece, man, right here on the show. So if you hit that replay link, you're going to go hear it. You're going to see it, man. They all did an amazing job, did an awesome job. Night Train the Brand, what you think, Samo?
Yeah. You can hear me somehow?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, yeah. Hey, we have a fan. Is Kill Soul Man still on?
Yeah, we can bring him back on. I don't know. We had a glitch in the song style, yeah. But we're going to play the song again, though. We got to get that one in. I like that's one of my favorites, man. But everybody, you know, sometimes they call in at the end. You know how it be, man. They jam us in. Sometimes they be trying to shut us off. But, yeah, we going to get
y'all,
it, though.
Let me let them know.
Kia Soul on now. Kia Soul, you still on there with us?
Let them know, folks. Man, when our lines getting maxed out, our show is shut down, bro, where everybody got to call back in. Like, this shit getting serious, man.
Wow. I was wondering, I was like, hey, man.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you ever, so. But, ladies, we have a gentleman who won't want to hear the publishing company name again, if y'all don't mind repeating it for us.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let's bring Poetic JB on. Poetic JB, you on there with us?
I sure am.
Okay. Trey, you said you wanted to hear about the publishing company information.
No, but I'm gonna call you guys when this
one. Night Train, can you hear me? Femo?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay, Poetic JB, Night Train was asking about the publishing company information.
A fan wanted to know the publishing company name and your information again.
Okay, it's Her Life, Her Right. That's Her Life is spelled all one word, Her Right, all one word. Publishing Company, LLC. And then that email address is Poetic JB, her life, at gmail.com.
Big shout out to Atoma. That, say it again, JB. That's who asked. I want to give him his I just want to give his name out. Yeah, he asked about you. My bad. He tuned in. He asked about your company. Go ahead again. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It's Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, LLC. And then the email account you can send your information to is poeticjp.herlife@gmail.com. And if you have a Facebook, you can add me at Jessica Stewart, our Poetic JB, and then you can talk to me through there, too.
Okay, I got a question for all three. I know me. We got a segment that we do, A Moment in History, when we talk about history, right? Would any of y'all be willing or would want to come on and talk about history with us? You can even bring your own piece of history if you want to.
Oh, history? Yeah. I'll talk about history. I like history.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
that's
do
one.
It. I've heard you do some good segments on history, and I've learned some things that I didn't even know. So,
yeah,
definitely. I'll do.
Now, I wouldn't say I'm not much of a speaker, but I'll tune in, though.
Okay. Did y'all happen to catch a segment when we talked about the Jim Lee, the horse?
Yeah, well, I'm finna say that horse fucked me up.
Yeah,
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, if you go look it up and you get a chance, go look up the beautiful Jim. What is it, Jim? I gotta make sure. I'm gonna put it out there. I'll make sure I say the name right. But it was a horse. It was the smartest horse in the world, and he was actually trained by a former slave. And the horse, how he.